Safe Home. The Safety Project.
Safety on the construction site. Good morning, everyone. Today, we will talk about the safety measures needed on the construction site, with a special focus on operating procedures to ensure a safe working environment. To ensure the well-being and safety of workers, the construction site provides a changing room and toilets. For breaks, a room used as a canteen is provided, where workers can consume meals in a dedicated environment. A specific area will also be set up for the storage of materials and waste materials, which will be managed directly by the contractor. Finally, first aid equipment will be stored in the designated area, always ready for any emergencies. These measures ensure order, functionality, and safety within the construction site. Every worker on the construction site must know the emergency plan, including evacuation routes and assembly points. It is essential that everyone knows where to go and what to do in an emergency. First aid and firefighters play a key role in managing critical situations and must be able to ensure rapid and effective interventions. During an emergency, it is essential to remain calm, follow the signals, and not obstruct escape routes. Emergency equipment, such as fire extinguishers and first aid kits, must be used only by trained personnel. Aware behavior and compliance with emergency procedures are essential to ensure the safety of everyone on the construction site. Interfering work is one of the main sources of risk on construction sites. Careful coordination between companies and self-employed workers is essential to avoid overlapping activities in the same areas. All changes to the plan must be promptly communicated to the safety coordinator to adopt adequate preventive measures. These include the segregation of the areas involved, the use of protection against dust, noise, and falls, and the organization of separate flows for workers and machinery. Finally, it is necessary for those in charge to constantly monitor work, ensuring that the requirements are respected and intervening immediately in the event of critical situations. This approach minimizes risks and guarantees a safer construction site for everyone. In every construction site, there are responsible figures who play key roles to ensure safety and the correct execution of activities. Among these, we find the Director of Works, who supervises technical compliance, the Safety Coordinator, who is responsible for preventing risks and ensuring compliance with regulations, and the Construction Site Manager, who organizes and manages daily operations. In addition to these, there are emergency workers, specifically trained in first aid and fire prevention. As for workers, it is mandatory that everyone has the training certificates required by law and a certificate of suitability for the job. These documents are essential to ensure that everyone operates safely and in compliance with their own abilities and physical conditions. Many accidents at work are not due to unpredictable causes, but to avoidable behaviors. Negligence leads to underestimating risks, carelessness, to not noticing dangers, haste, to sacrificing safety to finish more quickly. Imprudence and disorder, then, are factors that create dangerous situations for everyone. It is our job to prevent these errors with greater attention and a shared culture of safety. Workplace accidents are often caused by preventable factors. Failure to use personal protective equipment exposes workers to unnecessary risks. Improperly maintained equipment and vehicles can malfunction, while the improper use of manual or power tools increases the risk of injury. In addition, the careless handling of hazardous substances and working in adverse weather conditions, without the necessary precautions, represent additional threats. Prevention means addressing these aspects with awareness and responsibility. On the construction site, safety comes first, and this also includes individual behavior. Drinking alcohol during working hours is strictly prohibited, as it reduces attention and increases risks. Likewise, smoking is prohibited during operational activities to avoid dangers related to distractions and possible fires. Cigarettes are only allowed during the lunch break and only in designated areas. This helps maintain a safer and more respectful working environment for everyone. The construction site presents numerous risks that are essential to know and prevent. Among the main ones, we find the danger of falling from a height, often due to the lack of fall protection systems and the falling of materials from a height, which can hit the operators below. Workers can also fall by tripping or slipping. Other risks include contact with moving vehicles, which requires attention and separate paths for men and vehicles, shearing due to machinery in operation, and electrocution, linked to unsafe electrical systems. Exposure to dust, projected splinters or splashes of liquids can cause damage to health and eyes, while cuts, burns, impacts and compressions are always present risks linked to the use of tools or the transport of materials. Preventing these risks means adopting adequate personal protective equipment, respecting operating procedures, and maintaining an orderly and safe work environment. Some specific risks on construction sites require special attention. Noise, caused by machinery and equipment, can cause permanent hearing damage if exposure is prolonged. For this reason, the use of adequate hearing protection is mandatory. Vibrations, generated by hand tools and machinery, can have negative effects on the musculoskeletal system and circulation. It is important to use equipment designed to reduce vibrations and limit exposure times. Finally, manual handling of loads represents a significant risk to the back and joints. To reduce physical strain and prevent injuries, it is essential to apply correct techniques and, where possible, use aids such as trolleys or mechanical lifts. A conscious management of these risks contributes to a safer and healthier work environment. To begin, remember that assembling scaffolding requires a specific project, the PIMUS, and ministerial authorization. It is essential to check the conditions of the installation area and ensure that assembly is carried out by qualified personnel. The scaffolding installation must respect all the elements foreseen in the project, such as anchors, bases, and footboards. Open spaces in the work surfaces must be eliminated, and the parapets must guarantee the protection of the uncovered areas. In case of temporary changes to the equipment, it is mandatory to reinstall them once the work has been completed. Any temporary change, only when strictly necessary for the operations, requires the immediate reinstatement of the safety measures as soon as the activity that required their removal has been concluded. Any change must be communicated in writing to the Director of Works and the Safety Coordinator. Do not stay in the shooting areas due to the risk of falling materials from above, and always wear a helmet. When using scaffolding and trestle bridges, it is essential to follow specific safety measures. The scaffolding must be assembled exclusively by qualified personnel, ensuring stability through correct anchoring and wheel locking. They must be equipped with guardrails and footboards to prevent falls. For trestle bridges, the maximum height allowed is 2 meters. It is essential that the work surface is stable, well anchored and equipped with adequate protection. Access must be safe, and workers must wear the required personal protective equipment. These structures, if used correctly, guarantee a safe environment for working at low heights, minimizing the risk of accidents. The use of manual ladders requires attention and compliance with specific requirements to ensure safety. Before each use, it is essential to check that the ladder is stable, intact, and that the rungs are free of dirt or damage that could compromise balance. The ladder must be positioned on a stable and flat surface, with a correct inclination, generally 1 meter away from the wall for every 4 meters of height. This ensures stability during use. During use, it is important to keep both hands free to hold onto the ladder, avoiding carrying bulky or heavy objects. It is essential to respect the maximum load indicated by the manufacturer. Finally, it is forbidden to lean sideways or make sudden movements that could cause loss of balance. Furthermore, ladders must not be used in adverse weather conditions, such as rain or strong wind, which could make them unstable. By following these rules, manual ladders can be used safely. When working at heights greater than 2 meters, the use of fall arrest systems is mandatory. These include full body harnesses, lifelines, and adequate anchor points, all of which are essential to ensure the safety of operators. Before each use, a thorough check must be carried out to verify the integrity and functionality of all devices. In addition, workers must have received specific training to make them aware of the risks and the correct ways to use fall arrest systems. Finally, supervision by a supervisor is essential to ensure that everyone follows safety procedures and that the systems are used correctly. These measures are essential to reduce risks and work safely in critical conditions. To use the crane safely, it is necessary to follow fundamental operations, starting with the qualification of the operator, who must be qualified and have received the mandatory training required by current legislation. Before starting, the work area must be delimited and marked to prevent access by unauthorized persons, and the ground must be checked to ensure its stability. The vehicle must be positioned correctly using the stabilizers, with the addition of resistant bases for less compact terrain. Each lifting operation must follow a detailed plan, which indicates operating methods, maximum loads, and planned routes. The loads must be anchored with suitable and verified accessories, without ever exceeding the capacity of the crane. During operations, it is forbidden to stop or pass under the trajectory of the load, and the person in charge must ensure that the area remains clear. If the weather conditions are adverse, such as strong winds or heavy rain, operations must be suspended. Finally, the crane must be subjected to periodic maintenance, and the operator must perform a visual inspection before each use. To avoid errors or accidents, personnel must use hand signals or radio devices to communicate effectively. On construction sites, openings in slabs, as well as ramps and stairs, must be protected by suitable parapets to ensure the safety of workers and prevent falls from heights. These parapets must be sturdy, well anchored, and compliant with safety standards. It is essential to carry out periodic checks to verify the stability and integrity of the protections installed. These measures, if applied correctly, significantly reduce the risk of accidents and ensure a safer working environment for everyone. Equipment must be visually inspected daily and subjected to periodic maintenance. Any anomaly must be immediately reported to the supervisor or site manager. The use of electrical equipment on construction sites requires attention and compliance with specific rules to avoid accidents. Before each use, it is mandatory to check the integrity of cables, plugs, and sockets, as well as the correct functioning of safety switches. The equipment can only be used by trained and authorized personnel, connecting it exclusively to standard sockets, equipped with a differential switch to protect against electric shocks. During operations, it is essential to avoid contact with water or wet surfaces, which can increase the risk of electrocution. Workers must wear personal protective equipment such as insulating gloves and safety shoes to ensure greater safety. In the event of breakdowns or malfunctions, the equipment must be immediately decommissioned and the problem reported to the person in charge. It is absolutely forbidden to use damaged equipment, as it represents a high risk. By following these instructions, it is possible to operate safely, reducing the dangers related to electricity to a minimum. Every worker must wear the required PPE, such as helmet, shoes, gloves, and fall protection systems for working at heights. Ramps, ladders, and openings must be adequately protected to avoid risks. Loading and unloading areas must be delimited with fences. An orderly construction site is a safe construction site. Maintaining order of materials and equipment and adequately marking risk areas helps prevent accidents and ensures compliance with regulations. Fencing the construction site is essential to ensure safety, both for workers and for outsiders. The area must be delimited with solid barriers, clearly visible and able to prevent intrusions or unauthorized access. This also protects against any dangers present on the construction site. Access must be regulated and controlled, with clear entry points that can only be used by authorized personnel. It is important to keep an access log, if necessary, to monitor who enters and exits. Finally, signs play a crucial role. Danger signs, mandatory notices, and operating instructions must be installed in clearly visible positions. Clear information panels help communicate the rules of the construction site and reduce risks for those who work or pass through it. Loading and unloading areas must be organized to ensure safety during operations. First of all, these areas must be demarcated with temporary fences and clearly marked to prevent access by unauthorized persons. Access must be controlled, allowed only to trained and authorized personnel. It is important that there are dedicated routes for the movement of machinery and workers, avoiding interference between activities. Supervision must be entrusted to a supervisor, who is responsible for coordinating operations, ensuring that everything is carried out safely and that the rules are respected. These measures minimize the risk of accidents during loading and unloading. Equipment and material storage areas must be carefully organized to ensure safety and efficiency on the construction site. Equipment must be stored in dedicated areas, kept in order, and protected from damage or unauthorized access. For materials, it is essential to separate them by type, avoiding disorderly accumulations that can cause accidents or operational difficulties. Each material must be stored in a stable and safe manner. As for waste, specific areas must be provided for collection and disposal, respecting current environmental regulations. This includes the correct management of special or hazardous waste, if present. Proper organization of these areas contributes to a safer and more environmentally friendly construction site. The use of walkways and gangways requires compliance with specific requirements to ensure worker safety. These elements must have a minimum width of 1.20 meters and be equipped with guardrails and footboards to prevent falls. The structures must be positioned on solid surfaces and anchored in a stable manner, with low slopes and, if necessary, covered with non-slip materials to prevent slipping, especially in humid conditions. During use, it is important to walk along the walkways with caution, respecting the load limits and avoiding the deposit of materials along the path, which could represent an obstacle or a risk. Finally, the gangways must be subjected to periodic inspections to verify their stability and the absence of wear. Any obstacles or damage must be removed immediately to ensure safe and unforeseen use. During welding operations, it is essential to ensure safety by prohibiting access to the work area to workers engaged in other activities. The area must be clearly delimited and marked to indicate the presence of live metal parts, which represent a significant risk. These measures serve to prevent accidents and protect all workers on the construction site, avoiding situations of interference or exposure to unnecessary dangers. The use of forklifts and operating machines, such as excavators, on construction sites requires great attention and compliance with some fundamental rules to ensure safety. First of all, the vehicle can only be used by qualified operators who have completed specific training required by law. Before starting operations, it is mandatory to carry out a preliminary check to verify the condition of the vehicle, including safety devices such as brakes and acoustic signals. During use, it is essential to maintain a low speed and maneuver with caution, avoiding sudden changes in direction. Always under the supervision of a supervisor. The operating areas must be clearly delimited to prevent access by unauthorized persons. Finally, it is forbidden to use the forklift to transport people, thus ensuring safe use for everyone. Excavation on construction sites is one of the riskiest activities, and it is essential to adopt rigorous safety measures. Excavation areas must be clearly demarcated and marked with warning signs to inform workers of the dangers present. To ensure the stability of excavations, the walls must be adequately reinforced, using techniques such as rebar or shoring, to prevent collapse. It is absolutely forbidden to stand near the edges to avoid the risk of falling. Before starting, it is mandatory to carry out checks to identify the presence of any underground networks, such as pipes or electrical cables. During operations, workers must wear personal protective equipment, such as helmets and safety shoes. Finally, a supervisor must constantly monitor the activity, intervening to correct unsafe behavior and ensuring that all regulations are respected. These measures significantly reduce risks and contribute to the safe performance of excavation operations. Confined spaces are high-risk environments, and strict measures must be taken to work safely. Before starting, a preventive assessment must be carried out, analyzing the specific risks and checking the air quality to detect adequate levels of oxygen and exclude the presence of dangerous gases. Access to these spaces is allowed only to authorized and adequately trained personnel. Workers must wear personal protective equipment, such as harnesses and masks, to ensure their safety. During operations, the presence of a supervisor and rescue workers ready to intervene in the event of an emergency is mandatory. Communication with the outside must be constant, using appropriate devices to maintain contact. Finally, the area must be equipped with ventilation systems to ensure safe air exchange, gas detectors to monitor environmental conditions, and equipment for emergency recovery. These measures are essential to prevent accidents and safeguard the lives of workers. In the dismantling and installation of technological systems, it is essential to comply with behaviors and requirements to ensure the safety and quality of operations. Before starting, it is necessary to prepare an operational plan that includes risk analysis and verification of the status of the systems to be dismantled. During the activities, all active lines, such as electrical or hydraulic lines, must be isolated to prevent accidents. Workers must use appropriate personal protective equipment, such as insulating gloves, protective glasses, and non-slip shoes. The dismantled materials must be disposed of correctly and in accordance with regulations, while the new components must be stored in an orderly fashion to avoid obstacles and risks on the construction site. Finally, the presence of a supervisor is essential to supervise the operations and ensure that the workers, adequately trained, operate in compliance with the procedures provided. These measures guarantee a safe working environment and the correct performance of the activities. Safety is not just a set of rules to follow or documents to fill out. Safety is much more. It is a shared commitment to protect ourselves, our colleagues, and our families. Every procedure, every protective device, every attention to detail has only one purpose: to ensure that, at the end of the day, we can return home safe and sound. Remember, safety is not just paper, it is the value that allows us to work with serenity, knowing that each of us is doing our part for a safer construction site.
Safe Home. The Safety Project.